TV needs a Me Too moment. So declares Tim Winter, president of the Parents Television Council, the PTC. He says there's an urgent need for Hollywood to recognize #OurKidsToo, where parents don't have to worry whether or not a TV program is rated accurately, where children will not be targeted by Hollywood execs eager to introduce them to age-inappropriate content and issues, or where families will not be forced to pay for sexually explicit or graphically violent content on certain networks in order to access networks that provide kid-friendly and family-friendly programming. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Tim Winter, who is the president of the Parents Television Council. He joins us now on Vocal Point. Thank you, Tim, for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jerry. Good day to you and your listeners from Los Angeles. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, good. Now, I understand that that the Parents Television Council, you have some lofty goals for 2019, and that includes the idea of the services on TV, including Netflix and so forth, to be a little more conscious of the children in the audience as well as the adults.
Yeah, it seems like in recent years, Hollywood seems to be, and this is going to sound hyperbolic, but I'm earnest in my statement here. I feel like Hollywood is almost declaring a war on children when it comes to the content that they are producing, and not just producing for adults, but that they're actually marketing to children. They're doing so through motion pictures that are and television shows that are rated incorrectly. They're rated for younger audiences when they're inappropriate for younger audiences. Wow. They're doing it now more and more through streaming media platforms like Netflix and so forth. And it's really a point where, as you so eloquently started our conversation today, in addition to Me Too, where Hollywood is trying to take a look in the mirror, we need our kids too, #OurKidsToo, because sadly they're being fed a very steady diet of unhealthy media entertainment.
I understand that you and some other media leaders and some congressional leaders met with President Trump after the Parkland shooting in the White House in order to discuss violent programming and violent video games, you know, as a potential factor that contributed to the kind of violence we're seeing, such as what happened in Parkland.
Indeed, we did. Matter of fact, our program director literally sat next to the President of the United States in the White House, in the Cabinet Room, and basically swatted back the allegations of some in the entertainment industry who say how responsible they are in their marketing. She not only leads our public policy efforts in Washington, she's also a mom, and she firsthand faces the challenges of trying to navigate the minefield that is today's entertainment media environment, the choppy waters. And so she was able to bring her perspective of just how Hollywood, through its various different outlets, is not just producing and distributing, but actually marketing to children content that is harmful.
Okay, now I'm sure they would push back and say, oh, that's not true, and these programs don't have any kind of impact or effect.
Well, that would refute science, and it would refute the logical instincts of every parent in America who understands that that you don't put something in front of children as a model in entertainment, ask them to be entertained by something without understanding that there's a consequence to the viewer. And I would point out that most of Hollywood, at least in the television industry, is based, the whole economic principle is based on advertising. Advertising is supposed to influence the behavior of the viewer so that they buy things they wouldn't otherwise buy. Just the fact that the behavior influence stops when the program is over, when the advertisement is over, is nonsense. It continues through the programming and the advertisements both.
Okay, explain when you say science refutes those claims of the entertainment media who want to get themselves off the hook and so forth. Elaborate a little bit more about science. I mean, just refer to us to a study or two or something.
Sure, there's literally over 1,000. The American Psychological Association, the Centers for Disease Control, Harvard University, Ohio State University, Michigan University of Michigan, Stanford. It goes on and on in terms of the correlation between what a consumer, especially a child, breathes in and through the media they consume, and their behavior and their impact on their emotional and cognitive development. Even the RAND Corporation. So this is longstanding. It is the only people who refute it are those who profit from violent media. And unfortunately, that's a very powerful and wealthy set of folks who try to spread information that suggests that this does not have an impact on us.
Again,
the whole premise of the entertainment industry is built on impact to the viewer through advertising.
Yeah. It's interesting, too. But by the way, there's I would think, a great deal of hypocrisy in the sense that, a lot of the Hollywood celebrities and so forth would be, they fashion themselves as being for gun control or things like that, and yet a lot of the programming that they have is just filled with gun violence. And by the way, I believe firmly in the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms and so forth. But it's kind of crazy. I mean, something like Parkland happens, and everybody says, "Oh, the answer is gun control." Well, there were guns in schools, years ago, but there was morality back then, and so there were no shootings. Now we have the breakdown in morality. But how about a little bit of comment on Hollywood hypocrisy?
Yeah, I think it's quite ironic that any entertainment industry executive would sit across from the president of the United States named Donald Trump and tell him that the media doesn't impact the viewer. I think that if any president in modern history has understood the impact of media on the consumer, it's President Trump. But you're exactly right. It's one of those things where they the Hollywood elites especially will condemn gun violence and point only to one source. The one source they're only pointing at gun ownership or the guns themselves, the gun manufacturers, and not on their own contributory impact. Science, the academic science that is most recent and I believe most easy to understand for the layperson, suggests that there it's not a silver bullet. It's not one thing that is causing this. Certainly, access to guns from people who should not have them is one thing. Another thing is the violent media culture today, where children, and this goes to one of our other points in our wish list for Hollywood in 2019. Every single show on primetime broadcast television, no matter how violent, every single show is rated by the network as being appropriate for a child to consume, to view. And it's high time for a rating system that is much more accurate, because right now, if the system says every single show on primetime broadcast is okay for a child to view, you have to throw your hands up and say, how can they possibly suggest that when we see how much violence is served on a nightly basis?
All right, let's comment about Netflix. Here, if I could quote from you, you say, "Our hope for 2019 is that Netflix ceases to market and distribute content proven to be harmful to children, like the suicide drama 13 Reasons Why, that Netflix ceases to exhibit programming that grotesquely sexualizes children, as the cartoon Big Mouth does, and that Netflix ceases to distribute content that borders on child pornography, as the film Desire does." Okay, wax eloquent, if you would, on Netflix.
Yeah, well, Netflix is, obviously the most beloved entity in Hollywood right now because of the money that they're spending on programming. But it's also a resource for a lot of parents who don't want to plop their kid in front of a TV not knowing what's on. So they buy the Netflix subscription believing that the streaming is going to be easier to control than something that might come across a TV screen. Sadly, when you open, it's Pandora's box, when you open up for the family-friendly content on Netflix, you're also bringing into your home access to some of the most vile and really toxic programming. 13 Reasons Why, a television show marketed to teenagers that glorified teen suicide, romanticized teen suicide. Children watched it. Many hurt themselves. There's scientific evidence that shows that after 13 Reasons was released, the Google search term for how do I kill myself went up 26%. That's shocking. So when you talk about Big Mouth, it's a cartoon that is inherently attractive to children and that included depictions of adults and children's genitals and grotesquely sexualizing content. And so Netflix cannot get off the hook as a publicly traded corporation that is knowingly putting harmful material within a child's reach And they, in their own research, has proven that there is an impact from consuming 13 Reasons Why. They only point out the positive impact, but the impact is both positive and negative, and they know it.
And there have been, there was at least one story I saw written up in the American Family Association about a young person that did commit suicide after being a heavy viewer of 13 Reasons Why. And by the way, let me say something else about suicide. I was looking at a list of deaths of celebrities in 2018, and I was shocked to see how many of them had died at their own hands.
You know, it's a troubling situation, and it's in any community. And here in Hollywood, you know, the folks who are so brilliant in Hollywood seem also to be so frequently troubled on some level, and it's tragic. It's tragic when someone chooses to end their own life. And instead of Netflix romanticizing teen suicide, could you imagine how much better the world would be if they were creating programming that would urge redemption, that would urge something positive and something to live for, as opposed to, hey, suicide's the easy way out.
Yeah. Okay, now there's a service called PureFlix, but I imagine that's just a sliver of the overall Netflix market share.
Yeah, PureFlix is a wonderful family-friendly and faith-friendly service.
Yes.
That provides entertainment, and they are a wonderful organization. We have worked with their executives on a number of times trying to help bring positive entertainment to families that so urgently need it. And I'm actually literally, as we speak, I'm standing in a federal courthouse in in Los Angeles. I just heard our oral arguments about another family-friendly organization, a technology company that's trying to allow parents to watch mainstream movies but skip past the scenes that they might find harmful or offensive. And sadly, the Hollywood studios are trying to shut this technology down, trying to bankrupt the company. And it's something that I think every parent in America would love to be able to use, being able to watch movies and set their playback devices so that it just skips past that which is offensive. It's a win-win for parents and for the studios because more parents would be able to watch their programming. And unfortunately, the oral arguments here suggest that the Hollywood-friendly judges are going to sign a line with and rule in favor of the Hollywood studios and against parents.
And this is kind of the phrase for the technology is filtering technology, correct?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Think of it as think of it as sitting in front of a television and knowing exactly when to close your eyes and plug your ears for your children. That's exactly what the technology does. It just skips right past. You don't even know it's there. It just skips right past.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the Hollywood studios would be all too happy to prevent parents from having that resource.
Wow. You know, one thing we haven't even touched on, but this is something that I, as a viewer of movies and television programs and so forth, am concerned about, and that is bad language. I hate hearing God's name taken in vain and so forth, and there's a lot of movies that I will, you know, ultimately I'll read what Ted Baer has to say about it, and I'll end up choosing not to see it because it's like, oh, I would love to see this movie, but I don't want to sit there and listen to bad language and God's name taken in vain and all those kinds of things. I imagine those filtering services, though, are able to squeeze out some of that stuff.
Absolutely, and I can give you a perfect example. There was a movie Brad Pitt starred in, the movie The Martian. The Martian was mostly family-friendly, except for several F-words, a few F-words in the movie. Other than that, the entire movie was clean and able to be watched by the entire family.
Mm.
A filtering technology would allow that movie to be played back in the home, and the filters set by the parent, and those words, you would watch the movie and not even know that those words were there because the frame just skips past for that moment of a second, just skips past that word. What a perfect solution for parents, for families, and for Hollywood. Unfortunately, they feel that, well, my opinion is, their values are more important than their pocketbooks.
Wow. All right, Tim Winter, thank you so much for being with us, Parents Television Council. Let me give the website. It is parentstv.org, and you can see their wish list for 2019. Tim, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us. God bless.
It's a pleasure to be with you. God bless.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.